This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the period between October 1st and October 31st, 2024. Here are the events happening in the sky of Southern California. Mercury is close to the sun until the 20th, when it appears in the evening sky. The sun sets at 6:12 p.m. PDT, and Mercury sets in the west at 6:46 p.m. PDT. On the 31st, the sun sets at 6:01 p.m. PDT, and Mercury sets in the west-southwest at 6:50 p.m. PDT. Mercury is 87% illuminated and only 5.2 arcseconds wide, and so a magnification of 150 times is needed to see its disk. Do not observe any planet when it comes close to the sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Venus sets in the west-southwest at 8:02 p.m. PDT on the 1st, and the sun sets at 6:36 p.m. PDT. On the 31st, Venus sets in the southwest at 8:05 p.m. PDT. Venus is 81% illuminated and 13 arcseconds wide. A small telescope will show the disk with a magnification of 100 times. On the 5th, Venus is 3 degrees north of the moon. On the 25th, Venus is 3 degrees north of the star Antares. Mars rises in the east-northeast at 12:07 a.m. PDT on the 1st. On the 31st, Mars rises at 11:09 p.m. PDT. The planet crosses from Gemini the Twins into Cancer the Crab on the 30th. Mars is 88% illuminated and 8.2 arcseconds wide and is too small to reveal details on its disk. Mars next reaches opposition and closest approach to Earth on January 16, 2025. Jupiter rises in the east-northeast in Taurus the Bull at 10:22 p.m. PDT on the 1st. On the 31st, the planet rises at 8:21 p.m. PDT. Jupiter is 44 arcseconds wide. A telescope capable of magnification 50 times will show the red spot, and the four bright Galilean moons can be seen moving back and forth across and behind Jupiter. Saturn rises in the east in Aquarius the Water Bearer at 5:34 p.m. PDT on the 1st. On the 31st, Saturn rises at 3:32 p.m. PDT. The rings and Saturn's largest moon Titan can be seen with a telescope capable of magnification 50 times. Uranus rises east-northeast in Taurus the Bull at 8:49 p.m. PDT on the 1st. On the 31st, Uranus rises at 6:48 p.m. PDT. On the 15th, Uranus is at right ascension 3 hours, 37 minutes, and 6 seconds, and declination 19 degrees, 6 arc minutes, and 57 arc seconds. A magnification of 150 times or more is needed to see the planet's 3.8 arcsecond disk. Neptune rises in the east in Pisces the Fishes at 6:07 p.m. PDT on the 1st. On the 31st, Neptune rises at 4:07 p.m. PDT. On the 15th, Neptune is at right ascension 23 hours, 54 minutes, and 19 seconds, and declination negative 2 degrees, 3 arc minutes, and 38 arc seconds. A magnification of 150 times or more is needed to see the planet's 2.4 arcsecond disk. New Moon is on the 2nd, first quarter on the 10th, full moon on the 17th, and last quarter on the 24th. Comet C-2023-A3 Suchinchan Atlas is visible in the evening sky after the 13th. Although listed as visible to the unaided eye, binoculars will probably be needed to see it. On the 11th, the comet is very low in the west and sets half an hour after the sun sets. On the 21st, the comet sets in the west 3 hours after the sun sets. On the 31st, the comet will set around 9:20 p.m. PDT, 3 hours and 20 minutes after the sun sets. The comet's coordinates on those dates are October 11th, right ascension, 13 hours, 31 minutes, 54 seconds, declination, negative 2 degrees, 11 arc minutes, and 55 arc seconds. October 21st, right ascension, 16 hours, 38 minutes, 35 seconds, and declination, 2 degrees, 31 arc minutes, and 20 arc seconds. October 31st, Ride Ascension, 17 hours, 56 minutes, and 8 seconds. Declination, 3 degrees, 41 arc minutes, and 2 arc seconds. The Orionid meteor shower is active from September 26th to November 22nd. The Orionids are a medium-strength shower that produces 10 to 20 shower members at maximum. The Radiant is in the constellation of Orion the Hunter. The peak is on the night of October 20th to the 21st. The waning gibbous moon will be 83% illuminated and will interfere with observations. Follow All Space Considered and Griffith Observatory on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events.